Welcome to the deep dive. You sent us this story, The Lost Gosling,
Ketsy.
set in Featherpond Park. Sounds quite charming, really. A busy spring morning.
It does. And, on the surface, it seems like just a simple kid's tale.
Right. You might think, okay, what's the big takeaway here? But our mission really is to dig a bit deeper, find some genuinely useful nuggets about staying safe, what to do if you get separated. It's more than just don't wander off.
Absolutely. And it kicks off right away with Gary the Gosling, doesn't it? Our main character. He's easily distracted. I mean, during this waddle walk, what gets him? A butterfly, a sparkly rock, even a worm doing the worm.
Haha,
It just
rude.
shows how fast, you can lose track. Even things feel safe. Think about like notifications on your phone.
Oh, totally. Pulled away from what you're actually doing, even in familiar settings.
Exactly.
And then that moment hits, Gary realizes he's alone. The story says, panic, then a hiccup, then more panic.
It's such a relatable feeling, isn't it? That sudden isolation.
It really is. Whether it's, losing your group in a crowd or feeling totally lost on some big project at work.
What does that immediate reaction kind of tell us about maybe needing to pause?
Yeah, just for a second before jumping into action.
Yeah.
Because what's his first move?
Well, his first instinct is to follow this trail of feathers.
Or at
Seems
least
logical, right?
seems like a clue, but it leads him to.
To a grumpy peacock doing yoga.
Yeah. Not exactly healthy.
Not his family, no. It really kind of highlights how our first guess, or the most obvious path, might be completely wrong.
Oh, definitely been there. Where you think you've got the solution and it just sends you further off course. So then he starts asking for help, which is good.
Yeah, he asks this frog who's wearing a top hat, apparently.
Bit unusual.
Just a bit. And the frog says, check the snack stand. Which leads Gary on this detour for popcorn. Not his family, but.
But, as the story says, totally worth the stop. Which is funny, but also kind of true to life, isn't it? Even when you're trying to solve a serious problem, those little immediate rewards can be tempting.
They really can. And it's interesting, the different advice he gets. Some is just bad, like the pigeon's directions.
Right, sends him the wrong way.
And then there's the duck offering a ride on a donut floaty. Maybe fun, but not really solving the core issue.
It really speaks to, needing to figure out who to listen to when you're feeling lost or vulnerable, whose advice is actually useful.
That's a key point. How do you filter that?
And then comes the wise old heron. That feels like the turning point.
Definitely. The heron's advice is so simple. Home is where the honk is.
Cuts right through the noise, doesn't it?
It does. And it prompts Gary to do the most direct thing possible.
Just call out for his mom. Honk.
Yeah. It's a great reminder. Sometimes the simplest answer, just direct communication, is the best one.
Absolutely. And Mama Goose shows up flapping like a fluffy rocket. You can feel her worry.
Oh, yeah. Relief, but worry too.
And Gary tells her his whole adventure, apparently smelling like ketchup from the snack stand detour.
Right. But her advice is crystal clear.
Next time, if you get lost, stay put and honk loudly.
That's the core strategy, really. Stay with your group if you can. But if you do get separated,
Stay calm.
stay put. Don't wander off further trying to find people.
And ask for help. Clearly. Loudly. Honk loudly.
Yeah. And you can translate that, right? In a work context, honking loudly might be clearly telling your team you're stuck or going to your mentor.
Exactly. So the story wraps up with these key lessons, really clearly stated.
Stay with the group if lost. Stay calm, stay put, ask for help.
It's okay to make mistakes, like the popcorn detour, if you learn from them.
And sometimes, yeah, popcorn is just part of the journey, a little unexpected reward or lesson.
They sound like lessons for kids, but honestly, how often do we need these reminders as adults when we feel overwhelmed or lost?
All the time. It really is surprisingly deep for such a simple story. Makes you think.
It does. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Think about a time you felt a bit lost, literally or, figuratively. What did your version of honking loudly look like? What kind of help did you actually need to ask for?
And maybe also, how do you find that balance between exploring, maybe getting a little lost sometimes, and staying connected to your flock, so to speak?
Good question. A lot to think about from one little gosling.